Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you this Monday edition of LTN. And with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time here on AM 1250 Winds WHNZ. That's out of Tampa. The station will be different in your neck of the woods, but anywhere, anytime on letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live. And this Friday, be doing the show live from the Vitamin Discount Center store in town and country. Please stop by. We're going to have all kinds of prizes and giveaways, interesting guests, and whatnot. Be really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Now then, my guest today is Todd Scarborough. We're talking about something that I think can make a difference in your life. And I don't know if you're really aware, maybe you are, maybe you aren't, probably most of you are, that diet and nutrition will affect your mood. And diet and nutrition can be both protective and preventative for your positive mental health and will help you recover. Furthermore, if you can develop some food skills, these skills are going to give you the tools to do what? To improve your diet and nutrition. And then it's going to have an impact on your self-esteem, your confidence, and your overall mental well-being. I'm not just saying those things. It's supported by the research. And in a report, you can learn about it too. You can read it in the Scottish Development Center for Mental Health, of all places, an excellent report entitled Food, Mental Health, and Well-Being. These are all real. These aren't fictions that I just uttered. They are facts. And Todd Scarborough can testify to that. Now, Todd, in terms of that one study I just talked about a moment ago about how supplementation with fish oil, brand new study last month, improves mental functioning and cognitive functioning. Nordic Naturals, you all have some ideas about that as well, right?
We've had some ideas about that from the beginning, for that matter, Doc. And, of course, again, it's very simple science when you look at it. And this study, as well as others, have been so revealing. And if you look at, I don't know how much more we really need, Doc, to make this decision. When you look at it, we used to call essential fatty acids, omega-3s, vitamin F when it first came onto the market. Mm. And really, I'm in favor of going back to that myself. I think we should label it.
That's interesting.
We know that it's essential. We call it essential. It must be taken in through food sources. And it's not the fats. You know, I tell people this. The fats in our diet, in the 80s, fats got slammed. You know, we all got off of fats, and you should never eat fats again, and that's what's killing us, that's what's making us fat. There is the difference between these fats. If you're eating real good, high-quality fats, we know what that does to the body. It's imperative that we get these high-quality fats. There is no question that the man-made fats, the hydrogenated fats, those are really the number one health culprit, or the health causing all these diseases. That is what's causing it, is these man-made fats and these ultra fats. There's really only good fats and bad fats. Wasn't it Miles Davis, Doc, I believe, that said there's two types of music, good music and bad music?
Right.
I feel the same way about fats. There's good fats and there's bad fats, and there's really nowhere in between.
Mm-hmm. Going back to what you had commented on earlier about the brain being constituted of fat, and indeed, the dry weight of a human brain on average is about 60% constituted of fat. There is research that shows that DHA, the cosahexaenoic acid, which is a fatty acid from fish oil, and which is found in Nordic Naturals fish oils, is the building, fundamentally then, the building block of the human brain. We can, of human brain tissue. We can infer that, given the high concentration of it in the brain, especially it's highly abundant in the gray matter of a person's brain, also in the retina of the eye, by the way.
Yes.
And we know that people that suffer from depression, memory loss, dementia, and even visual problems, there is a correlation with all of those kinds of disorders and low levels of DHA.
Yes.
Again, I'm not making this up. This is supported by study after study after study.
Well, and supported as well by just overall, if you look at human health throughout the world, the smartest and healthiest people, where are they? They are in these Asian countries that are eating. Of course, now, with that said, China now has opened up their borders to the fast food restaurants, and they used to have no diseases, and they were eating an endogenous diet, and they were very smart people and very healthy people. And now, thanks to the American diet, they're having the same diseases that we are. So, surprise, surprise, there's no question that when we get away, and I always tell people when I'm counseling them on nutrition, the further away from natural that you get, the worse off you are. So go back to these simple, very simple food groups, you know, from the very basics that we existed on, stop the processing, and, you know, even cooking now, Doc, is a lost art for some reason in this country.
I know.
My parents used to cook. My mother used to cook every night. We'd have supper every night that she prepared fresh, and now it literally the great bulk of the food that are fed to children today, that's fed to children as far as their entire diet. They go through fast food restaurants. And
yeah, well,
I'm on the school board at school, Doc, and it is horrible, and I'm trying all that I can to redirect this thinking as far as school lunches. Of course, we're on a budget, and we only have so much money and that sort of thing, but some of the worst food is really going to the people who need it the most, and that's the children, and the people in the hospitals who are sick and ill are eating the worst food that we have available today.
I know, you can't make that up. And
you can't make it up.
In the past, dinner, having dinner was at a dinner table in the in your home.
Yes.
Now, dinner is in your Buick and going to a fast food line and a drive through.
Exactly.
And a kid's sitting there, and the mom or the dad, you know, frantically trying to get the kids not to spill the ketchup or mustard all over the seats and whatnot, and everybody's having dinner in the car.
And it's all brown. You know, if you look at the colors, when I sign off for most of my radio
it's
shows,
all brown.
They say, Todd, wrap it up in 5 minutes. And I go, you know, add more color to your life, including your food. Eat blues and reds and orange and those type of things. Green. Literally, the only color we have in our diet now is brown.
Brown and white.
Brown and white. It's colorless. It's colorless. It's flavorless. It's nutritionless. It's all across the board list on everything.
Brown and white.
And really, if we want to be healthy and we want to be creative, and like you were talking earlier, a healthy body, like the Scottish study says, what creates a healthy body is the same type of diet that creates a healthy brain.
Absolutely.
Good, fresh food, Doc. Good whole foods, unprocessed foods.
Well, given that, Todd, I know that people are not getting their allotment of essential fatty acids from eating fish every week. And by the way, going to, I won't mention any fast food chains, that deep fried mackerel or catfish or whatever they're cooking up in these things is not what you want to eat.
I ask country boys this question, do you eat fish? Oh, yeah. And I go, no, time out, hang on. I'm not talking about taking a catfish fillet, breading it, and dropping it in a pile of lard at 400 degrees. That's not what I'm talking about. You know,
they'll say, "What do you? That's the only way you eat it." Isn't that what they say?
And it's delicious. It's dripping with grease. But here's the problem with that, Doc. Most fish that we were eating early on through evolutionary processes had omega-3 in it. Our eggs had omega-3. Now they do not. Why? Because of what they're fed. So even the fish we're eating today are farm-raised, they're fed corn, they don't get any omega-3, so they have none.
I know. The food that we're eating is unhealthy to start with. So
yeah.
How could you expect something that's, if you took poison, how would you expect that to make you better?
Well, and like the beef today, they feed them chicken manure. They literally, feedlots, will bring in chicken manure, and they eat the chicken manure.
Now, are you serious?
If you wonder why your beef tastes a little off, that may be why. And of course, the reason why a chicken only assimilates about 30% of what it eats, So the bulk of it in the waste, they feed it to the cows.
Oh, my God.
And again, they're looking for ways to cut the cost, return on dollar, all of those things. Quality never figures into this thing, Doc. Quality never factors in. That's the thing I love about Nordic, and that's the reason I settled with these guys, is because, A, number one, it's about quality of that fat that we're producing. That's
the number one fault. And when we come back, we'll talk about Nordic Naturals and some of the supplements, the SKUs that they have, the different renditions, man, are just fabulous. And I'll share with you what foods cause men to suffer from cognitive impairment. I'll tell you what that list, what that lineup is. And the women listening, if you wondered why your husband was not firing altogether with all the cylinders in his brain, it might be what you're feeding him. When we come back, I'll share that list with you. Be right back.
If you suffer from poor digestion, lack of energy, low immunity, or weight gain, fight back by restoring your body's vitality with pure whole food supplements from Garden of Life. Garden of Life is the premier manufacturer of premium whole food nutritional supplements. Created by Jordan Rubin, Garden of Life uses only the highest quality whole foods in their products. Garden of Life also uses a proprietary fermentation process that delivers essential nutrients in a way that gives them maximum potency and absorption. Give your body what it deserves. Give it Garden of Life. Available at vitamin discount centers and fine health food stores everywhere. Or visit www.gardenoflife.com. Garden of Life, empowering everyone to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Reservage Organics offers you the most progressive anti-aging product available. Their organic French formula, brought to you straight from their vineyards in Bordeaux, France, has been proven to inhibit age-related conditions to help preserve your youth. With the inclusion of Reservage into your daily regimen, it is possible to enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Their all-natural manufacturing methods, coupled with their organic ingredients, guarantee that you will receive the highest levels of purity and quality available today. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Reservage does its part to help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth, no matter what your age. If you want to regain your radiance in a wholesome way, do so with a wholesome product, Reservage Organics, where the only thing more important than their promise of excellence is your well-being. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optimal health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural, stimulant-free, internal cleansing products. Learn more at YERBAPRIMA.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting, rainbow-light gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free Rainbow Light gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We are back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
A diet that is lacking in key nutrients such as minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids can affect the development of mood-enhancing neurotransmitters like serotonin that are linked to improved mood and feelings of happiness. As a result, research is developing that suggests that poor diet could be linked to depression and many other mental health problems, and that a diet high in fruit, vegetables, fish, and whole grains can be protective for some mental health issues. Some studies go further to say that diet can be used as a treatment for or management of some mental health problems. That is a quote from a interesting kind of, I guess for lack of a better way to describe it, report published last year, 2010, by Ball Outfits, the Scottish Development Center for Mental Health, a nifty 14-page document. It's entitled Food, Mental Health, and Well-Being. I recommend you can go Google that and print that off for yourself. Take a gander. A nice report. That sums up everything we've been talking about here, Todd. That quote from this report, it's in the summary of the report on page 13. Now, Nordic Naturals, I'm going to see you, and of course I'll be broadcasting from the booth one day, Thursday, I believe it is, and your booth at the trade show, Expo East in Baltimore. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I did not.
Yeah, and I'll be there, and I understand I was reading some your marketing materials for the company, and they said that they're going to be announcing some new products, some new SKUs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Let's, if we could, if we would be remiss if we didn't share with the listener some, I want to keep my promise. Men, there's a piece of research that found that men had a 76% higher degree of cognitive impairment when they ate foods such as, well, this is right up your alley, man, from what you all have been saying, margarine, butter, baking fats, sauces, and cheeses, that when men had which is all high in omega-6, linoleic acid, when they had that kind of intake of food, they had a 76% higher degree of cognitive impairment than men with the lowest intake of those foods. So if the women out there are feeding the men in their lives, their husbands, their brothers, their, you know, whomever, their boyfriends, if you're feeding them those kinds of foods, you are, you know, and if you're wondering why they don't, you're not thinking right, that could be one of the reasons.
Blame it on your mother-in-law or something like that. But you're right. Ultimately, it goes back to, now you can add ho-hos and ding-dongs to that list as well.
Oh, sure.
Along with a lot of other things, Doc, as well. You know, they're...
But they focus specifically on those foods, margarine, butter, baking fats, sauces, and cheeses. Apparently, men's brains didn't do well with those kinds of foods.
No, and they're not. And the foods that they do well with, and we have seen this over and over, Doc, in our business, I know you have seen it as well, is that when men take in essential fatty acids from fish oil, it makes not only a difference in their cognitive function. I notice a big difference with me, but also with mood, because as we age, when we hit 40-plus, and I really think that what happens to the fats is they become more rigid, they become less pliable, and the brain is that way. It becomes less pliable, not as flowing and fluid as it needs to be, and that's really what happens as we age, is these fats become rigid. And really the key to it is replacing these fats with good fats in our diets, and the minute we start replacing these fats with bad fats, we become these bad fats, even more rigid fats and less pliable fats and less usable fats. And so what is the key here? It's not what we're getting necessarily in our diet. It's what we're not getting. It's what we're missing in our diet that's really hurting us, and essential fatty acids is at the top of that list.
And by the way, that piece, that finding that I just shared with you, is from a study in the Netherlands. It involved 1,000 men who were born between 1900 and 1920. And they assessed the diets of these men and their cognitive function. And they evaluated that in the years 1990 to 1993. All right? And they used what's called a mini mental scale, state scale. You don't need to remember that. This is another thing that they found out of this very interesting study out of the Netherlands. Men who had a high intake of fish were less, they reported, less likely to be cognitively impaired compared to men with a low intake, and their rate of decline over that period from 1990 to 93 when they evaluated them. And it was half that of men with a low intake of their rate of decline over that same period, and was half that of men rarely consuming fish. So eating fish is a good thing. Problem, big problem, how many men and women, for that matter, anybody out there, eating fish 3-4 times a week?
And then even if that, Doc, the question goes beyond that, what type of fish, even if you're eating salmon, is that salmon farm-raised? Because if it's farm-raised, there's almost no omega-3 in it, no benefits. And then thirdly, let's say you go and buy the highest-priced fish you can find, get the best salmon you can find. You're still looking at, if you're going to try to eat that three to four times a week, you're going to go broke. Secondly of all, it's, you're going to have a lot of contaminants. You know, that's the problem today with the ocean is the contamination. So
absolutely,
the purity of those sources become a question. So it's really a double-edged sword,
sure,
on both sides. It's cutting us on both sides, and really we need it. So I really think your best bet as far as omega-3 deficiencies is taking a supplement over trying to eat fish, for that matter.
Yeah, and speaking of contaminant and toxins in the fish, you know, if your refrigerator light burns out, and you open the door and you're looking for the fish and you can find it because it's glowing in the dark, don't eat it.
or you can follow your nose and smell it.
Yeah.
It's the same way.
Don't eat it. Don't even give it to your cat. Cat won't eat it anyway. Cat will walk away. It has good sense.
That's right.
I take the Nordic Naturals Omega, the Ultimate Omega. I've started taking the, with the vitamin D added.
Yes.
Ultimate Omega with vitamin D?
Ultimate Omega with D. We have Omega 3 with D.
It's great.
The reason why, Doc, is because, of course, D you find in a lot of fish sources, especially cod liver oil. And if you look at the countries that are in these northern latitudes that really don't get a lot of sunshine, it's like that God in all his infinite wisdom said, wait a minute, these people are not going to get the sunshine.
It could be a she.
They need the sunshine to be able to get the vitamin D, or from food sources, and most of the time, these fats have the vitamin D, even egg yolks and that sort of thing. So vitamin D, extremely important. We're finding more and more. That's kind of a new subject altogether in the industry over the past 5 years, is the research on vitamin D and an enormous amount of good things.
And you all put it in your fish oil. And now the Ultimate Omega, I've been taking that for a long time. Now when you've added the vitamin D, I've switched to that. And then I take DHA separately. Because
yes,
you sell the DHA, the docosahexaenoic acid,
yes,
as freestanding. And by the way, you all add vitamin E to your products to help prevent oxidation.
Oxidation, exactly.
Of
and
the
oxidation
fish oil
is the number one enemy to all fats, for that matter, Doc. And when it oxidizes, throw it away. Don't even feed it to your dogs, because when it's oxidized, it's terrible for you. So, again, good oils and bad oils. There's only one of two there. So,
How much fish oil do you eat a day?
I take supplementation. I take a tablespoon of cod liver oil every night, and then I take the DHA separately. Of course, cod liver is fairly high in DHA, but I really do believe that is the bugaboo of all people in America, is the lack of specifically DHA, because of the brain, the cognitive problems, the eye problems, that sort of thing. I really do believe that would help Americans dramatically, not only mental health, but also memory, keeping us, because think about it, Doc, as we age, you know, what happens, one of two things, we either fall, break a hip, and we're done, or our mind goes, and we're done. So we really have to do something to help the body, keep the body moving, like you say, and then nourish the body, too.
When we come back, I'll outline the exact psychological problems, psychiatric problems, associated with a lack of fish oil, and how fish oil can help certain psychological disorders. I'll share that with you when we come back, based on the research.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you eating your 3 to 5 recommended servings of vegetables each day? Would you like to take control of your health in a simple, convenient way and get all your core nutrients? Of course you would. The answer is Sweet Wheat. Replace your vitamin and mineral supplements and start fresh with Sweet Wheat. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, non-GMO, and certified organic. It provides highly absorbable minerals, antioxidants, chlorophyll, vitamins, and enzymes. Sweet Wheat makes nutritional and economic sense, and it's convenient. One serving of Sweet Wheat costs less than 90 cents a day and equals the nutrients found in 5 servings of vegetables. Use Sweet Wheat every day and feel the difference in energy and your improved level of health. Start today. Call now, 888-227-9338. That's 888-227-9338. Or go to brightcorenutrition.com. Use code SWEET for a great deal. Also available in stores.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Brightcore Nutrition, makers of organic sweet wheat, sweet kid, and sweet skin. Full Fast, appetite control spray. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to the second half of the second hour here on Let's Talk Nutrition for today. My guest is Todd Scarborough from Nordic Naturals. Todd is part of the education project at Nordic to educate health consumers, healthcare professionals within the U.S. and around the world about the benefits of good nutrition, healthy living, and, of course, fish oil, both from whole food and from dietary supplements, which they happen to be the leading manufacturer of fish oil, dietary supplements, in the world. And mental health problems are believed to be the result of a combination of a number of factors. Age, your genetics, environmental factors. It's often reported that one of the under-recognized factors in the development of certain trends in mental health is the role of nutrition. I was suggesting this earlier in the show, and throughout we've been that theme is either floating right on top or underneath this conversation with Todd Scarborough. And so a while back, one of the reasons why I love doing this show, I can share with the listener the things that I discover in my research, Todd, that they can go and read on their own and find out and become more informed.
Yes.
And I would recommend this. It's a 69-page report. It's a hefty report. You can pay for it or you can get it for free online. It's entitled Feeding Minds, the Impact of Food on Mental Health. I've used this a number of times in my reporting and in doing my show and writing and whatnot. It is a fabulous, fabulous report. It's written. It's by the Mental Health Foundation. This is out of England. This report comes out of England, and they talk about how fats and amino acids work in the brain, how food and food production are implicated in mental health. They talk about the role of diet in relation to mood and mental well-being. I mean, this is just, and then they talk about the role of diet specific to mental health, specific kind of mental health issues, Todd. Depression is one of them.
Yes.
Schizophrenia, yet another. Alzheimer's disease, yet another. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, yet one more. And the connection that food has to these disorders, these diseases. And then they talk in particular about essential fatty acids and the important role they have in helping to prevent these disorders or treating them. So this is not fiction. This stuff is serious business. And the brain is what humanizes us. It's what connects us to the universe. It's what connects us to each other. It's what connects us to ourselves.
And we're the only species, Doc, that we know of that can fathom this, that can be aware of being aware. We're conscious of being conscious. So
yeah, we're self-reflective. We're the only species that's self-reflective. You're right.
Exactly. And so why is that? It's because of the fact that we have, through the evolutionary process, eaten the right things, evolved these brains, and the higher types of us survive. That's just nature. You know, nature knows no fairness. It only knows survival of the fittest. That's the game. So as we evolve, the survival favors the smartest, the fattest, the ones that are healthy to some degree. Now, the fattest today wouldn't survive very well. In fact, if all heck broke loose, I had a guy the other day from New York that was kind of joking around with me that said, hey, with all these farm animals, with you living on a farm, he said, I'm going to come there if everything breaks loose. You know, I'm coming to your place. And I said, first of all, you couldn't probably make it here, I wouldn't think, because of the shape you're in. And secondly, well, we'd wind up eating you once you got here, so I wouldn't invite that. But you know, the thing about it is people have to understand that really they forget sometimes, Doc, until it's smacked in their face, that their health is grounded, their entire life is grounded on the ability to get around and move and be healthy. You know, I had an injury not too long ago that set me down, and it reminds you how very important every single limb that you have and every single digit that you have, every finger and every toe, what role that they play. And the minute that you lose any of them, then you have problems. And think about these people who have chronic diseases. They have so many things to deal with. They really can't get to be happy and healthy and all of these things because of the disease itself. It gets them down. So how is the best way to deal with this? Prevention, prevention, prevention. And that goes back to obviously what we're eating and how we're eating and making educated food choices. And right now you can tell in America we are making some very sixth grade elementary type of choices in our diet.
Well, no, the sixth graders are smarter.
I agree.
And we're not alone in the world. When you look at other countries, you know, from a cultural perspective, in the report that I just referenced a moment ago that I highly recommended, they report that up to 40% of the food produced in the United Kingdom is wasted. People buy it and throw it away. That's one thing they report.
Mm.
They said that over the last 60 years, there has been a 34% in the United Kingdom vegetable consumption, with currently only 13% of men and 15% of women now eating at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables per day. This is in the United Kingdom. I'm quoting this report.
Wow.
And then they went on to say, people in the UK eat 59% less fish than they did 60 years ago. So apparently Arthur Treacher, God rest his soul, and his and fish and chips out stores that he had wasn't getting it done for those people in the UK. And I'm dating.
It's all great and fun when you eat that fish baked and you eat that potato baked and it's organic. But when you drop it again in a pile of lard at 400 degrees, you're definitely
French fries. Eating French fries and French fried and French and deep fried fish does not constitute your I can't talk today. Does not constitute your eating a vegetable and fish. It does not.
And they would say, look, I'm getting sugar through the carbohydrates of the potatoes.
Oh,
I'm getting
God.
Protein in the fish and fats in the oils. Wrong all the way around.
Yeah, it's a slow. A commission of suicide eating these foods. That's all it is.
Well, and it truly is, Doc. It is truly a euthanasia to some degree that we're committing to ourselves. We're inflicting on ourselves all of this harm. And really a lot of this.
It's all self-inflicted. You're right. It's nutritionally self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Nordic Naturals has gone out of its way to try. And I urge the listener to visit NordicNaturals.com. Click on their film that they have on how they make Nordic Naturals, how they produce it. Check out the extent to which they go to make a pure fish oil. Better tasting, no kickback, no burping, none of that stuff. I'll go on air, I'll go on record to say this. When I started consuming fish oil in therapeutic doses, it changed and it transformed the quality of my health.
Oh, yes.
And I am telling you, and I work hard at it, and there's still, as the nuns used to write on my papers, room for improvement. I got a lot of room for improvement. But I can tell you that the fish oil, and I had all kinds of inflammation issues about 7 years ago. It got out of control. I was fit to be tied. I didn't know what was going on with my body. It was not until I got on the fish oil in therapeutic doses that I cooled my body down, and I've worked mightily ever since not to have it heat up like that again.
It's a great way to put it, too.
And my guest is Todd Scarborough. When we come back, he's been kind enough to stay with me throughout the entire show. I love the way he talks. He just has a nice way of being presenting the ideas. I will cook up, not deep fried, I will bake a health question for today. Low in fat, low in sugar, low. It'll be healthy. It'll be a healthy question, and you can win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. No kidding. Come on back.
Are you looking for an alternative or natural solution to heart disease? Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals may be the solution you've been looking for. Heart disease is a major threat to Americans. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals contains high concentrations of EPA and DHA and is molecularly distilled for purity and contains no PCBs, heavy metals, or pesticides. The synergistic blend of purified fish oil provides an exceptionally high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids in combination with red yeast rice and CoQ10. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals is formulated specifically to support normal cholesterol and triglyceride levels, promote healthy blood vessel function, and improve overall cardiovascular function. Diet and exercise are the first line of therapy for elevated LDL and TG levels. But in some people, diet and exercise is not enough. Call Nordic Naturals today at 1-800-787-7208 to get your free sample or nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Zyflamend is available at your local health and nutrition store. For more information, visit www.newchapter.com.
Hi, I'm Jane, and I'm just a regular gal. I exercise regularly, I get a regular paycheck, and I live in a regular house with a regular guy. My bowel, it's regular as well. See, I recently learned that the key to good digestive health is the right balance of good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. That's why I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion from Renew Life. It's one of the highest potency probiotics around, with 50 billion active probiotic cultures per capsule. It helps strengthen my digestive and immune systems by creating an environment that makes it hard for potentially harmful bacteria to multiply. It's also the perfect way to restore balance after a course of antibiotics. No wonder it's the fastest growing probiotic on the market today. I use Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion every day. Using anything else would be, well, highly irregular. Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to this healthy brain segment. Lord knows we could use one of those. Of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. And my guest is Todd Scarborough from Nordic Naturals. Here's the health question of the day. The consumption of fish oil reduces the likelihood of and helps in the treatment of which of the following? A, depression. B, schizophrenia, C, Alzheimer's disease, D, suicide, or E, all of the above? Which of the the consumption of fish oil reduces the likelihood of and helps in the treatment of which of the following? A, depression, B, schizophrenia, C, Alzheimer's disease, D, suicide, or E, all of the above? The correct answer will win you a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center and a trip to Arkansas, where Todd lives, and to have a deep-fried fish picnic.
Hey, along with some hush puppies, and we might as well do that too.
Sure, catfish.
And if you stick around for breakfast, we'll have gravy.
All those delicacies, catfish and whatnot. 813-636-8255. 813-636. The phone lines are lit up. 636 talk. Toll free 877-897-8255. 877-897 talk. Yeah, didn't she win recently? I think so. Yeah, that's what we're doing here today. We're fishing around for some good fish and some good fish oil. And if you're looking for a good fish oil supplement, all kidding aside, Nordic Naturals, my fave. It is, and I do other fish oils as well. I have other sponsors that, they sell fish oil too, and I try them all. And I tell you, Nordic Naturals is great. And I guess you're introducing some new ones
some new products in the market, some new forms of the oil itself. So it'll be exciting.
Can you share that, or you have to wait?
Yeah, it's kind of confidential. They swore me to say. They said they'd have to shoot me if I said anything, so wouldn't want that to happen.
But, and I don't want you to get
in
trouble.
But anyway, yeah, there's some new exciting things coming out, and what we're trying to do more than anything, Doc, is help compliancy. And what we're trying to do now is take it to where you can take fish oil without taste, which we've done a great job with the oils, making them tasteless to some degree. You taste the oil, you don't taste the fish. But we've got powdered products coming that you can mix into biscuits and gravy, for that matter. So,
yeah, as Todd, and quoting Todd, gravy is considered a beverage in the South.
Hey, I could drink a quart of it at a setting myself, and especially my mother's roast gravy. I'm telling you, Doc, you do the same thing, and that's why we're so.
How can something taste so good and be so bad?
Well, and I used to get in trouble because I'd lick my plate. You know, when I'd finish the gravy, it was there. I'd have to get that off. I couldn't. So I'd have to lick my plate. My mother would say, please don't do that. And I'd say, well,
what would you do? Take off your shirt and suck on that, too, when it dripped down in front of it? Let's go to Leonora and Tampa. Leonora, welcome to the show. You wouldn't do that, would you, Leonora? No.
I didn't hear that. No,
you didn't.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing you didn't. Never mind. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Are you driving around or are you on a landline?
Oh no, I'm on the landline. I'm not on a landline. I'm not on a cell phone. In a house.
Okay, good. Because if you were on a cell phone, I would get you off the air real quick.
Oh no, I'm not.
I don't want you driving and.
Oh no, I'm no.
All right, good. You're not on a walkie-talkie, that's for sure. So with the consumption of fish oil, whether you do it from eating fish or dietary supplementation, the consumption of fish oil, according to the research, reduces the likelihood of and helps in the treatment of which of the following? A, depression. B, schizophrenia. C, Alzheimer's disease. D, suicide. Or E, is it the case, Lenora, that it's all of the above? What do you think?
I guessed all of the above.
Your guess is a good one. Okay. Congratulations. Do you take fish oil?
Oh, I sure do.
I was hoping you'd say no, then I was gonna work on you a little bit.
Oh, I take a lot of it.
Do you really? What do you consider a lot?
Well, at least 8 capsules a day.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
No pun intended. 8? Yeah. What do you think? Is that a gram a capsule?
I don't know what's in them. It's from the vitamin discount store.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
And then again, you normally need to, when you take in a capsule, Doc, around 6 to 8 capsules in most cases.
I know.
It's the ultimate omega.
I do it. I try to get at least 3 grams a day. And when I do the ultimate omega, that would be 2 gel caps for 1 gram. So 6 would be 3 grams. and I'm finding that sometimes I have to amp it up a little bit more. I'm more stress, more working out, more inflammation. I amp it up to 5 grams. But you're doing the right thing. It's a good thing to do. Continue to do it. The research is compelling.
Oh, I know.
It's just, you think it is, if you stop taking it, do you ever notice, have you ever tried that?
Well, sometimes I take a little less because I just, you know, get too busy or something. And
what do you notice any difference?
Well,
not really.
Not really, but I think it helps me a lot with
joint problems.
Everything. Yeah, all that. Everything. Yeah.
I notice that when I slip and slide a little bit, and I'm not as disciplined. I noticed that after my workouts, I'm sore. I have more soreness, mm-hmm. and my joints hurt more. Mm-hmm. So when I'm on the fish oil, that does not happen. So sign me up. That's yet another reason why I take it. But thanks for listening to the show today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thanks for calling and participating in the health question, putting up with our nonsense.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. We're out of time, Todd. I don't have 3 hours, so you got to go back. I don't know what you're doing there in Little Rock these days, but I'm sure you're busy, 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 right?
Oh, as always, Doc, I'll find something to do, but it's always a pleasure to take a break and talk to you. So anytime you need me, you let me know, okay?
Yeah, and I didn't even go through your credentials. And, you know, you're a certified personal trainer, you know.
And resident meathead.
You.
My wife. I have so many titles.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's okay. You do a great job. And the listeners, you and there are a couple others that really, folks really like listening to you because you're so unpretentious and so honest about, and so informed. I mean, people listen to you and think, oh, he's just sort of ripping that off. This guy spends a lot of time reading and researching. He just frames it in a way that sounds so casual and relaxed.
Geek with muscles, as I call myself.
That's okay. Well, you're a good geek with muscles. I look forward to seeing you in Baltimore at the Expo East trade show.
Me as well, sir.
We'll be broadcasting the show live from your booth on Thursday.
Look forward to it.
And I'll squeeze you on the air. In the meantime, take Nordic Naturals. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I just enjoyed being with you all today so much. Be right back tomorrow.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's TakeSOLUS.com.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop at your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service. And you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less. Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.